servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, in every prayer for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Hey, yeah, yeah. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, for in my chains and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partners in grace with me. How I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to test and prove what is best, and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. To the glory and praise of God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Now I want you to know, brothers, my circumstances have actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And most of the brothers, confident in the Lord by my chains, now dare more greatly to speak the word without fear. Some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The former, however, preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can add to the distress of my chains. What then is the issue? Just this, that in every way, whether by false motives or true, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, because I know that through your prayers and the provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, my distress will turn.
So what shall I choose? I do not know, I am too. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better indeed. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. So that through my coming to you again, your exaltation in Christ Jesus will resound on account of me. Nevertheless, conduct yourself.
Continue to work out your salvation
with fear and trembling,
for it is God who works in you to will and to act on behalf of his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and perverse generation in which
shine as lights in the world,
as you hold forth the word. offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith.
I'm glad and rejoice
with all of you.
So you too
should be glad.
Such confidence. If anyone else thinks he has grounds for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, persecuting the church, as to righteousness in the law, faultless. But whatever to me, I count as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things as loss compared to the surpassing excellence of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God on the basis of resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed
after him in his death, and so
somehow
to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Of being filled and being hungry, of having plenty and having. grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.